Hi, I'm Kristen Lee, news writer for Search Health IT.
And I'm Sean Sutter, news and features writer for Search Health IT.
And we're the Hit Squad. Welcome back to yet another edition of our podcast series about all things health IT. This week, that means another preview of HIM16, the health industry's biggest conference and exhibition, which starts February 29th.
So, Kristen, you and I are both heading out to Las Vegas to cover this huge show. HIMSS brings together all the different communities of health IT, including vendors, users, consultants, government officials, trade association people, and a lot more. So you're going to be talking with and video recording a lot of CIOs from healthcare systems when you cover the Chime Forum, which starts the day before HIMSS starts. Listeners probably already know that Chime stands for the College of Healthcare Information Management Executives. It's the main healthcare CIO organization. It's not really a college, it's an organization.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about the CIOs
you'll be meeting. Sure, yeah. So I've been setting up a lot of interviews with, like you said, various CIOs from healthcare systems. Among them are Mark Probst, CIO of Intermountain Healthcare. I've got Ed Ricks, who's the CIO of Beaufort Memorial. And so many more. Actually, just before our this podcast recording, I scheduled another one. So it's going to be very busy, but very exciting, and I'm very excited about it. I'm really hoping to talk with them about various topics such as IoT, cybersecurity, EHR integration challenges, cloud, mobility management, business analytics. So all these CIOs, they've kind of... in my scheduling with them, they kind of all have expertise in all these different topics. So I'm hoping to hit all of those. And I think it's going to be really exciting, and I'm excited. And Sean, so what are some of the key things that you'll be looking for at HIMSS this year?
Well, just before I go into that, I just want to say that, you know, covering HIMSS is all the things you listed. Sometimes everybody's schedules get so packed, whether it's vendors or users or journalists, that sometimes you don't get everything that you wanted to get, and sometimes you a few appointments slip. So you try to do what you want to do. I mean, HIMSS is, you try to do what you can do, and HIMSS is famous for people always being like 10 minutes late to appointments.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're running such huge distances.
Yeah. So, well, I've been trying to schedule it with like enough time in between all my interviews so that not only will I make it there hopefully on time, but if people are running
that is smart.
Late, then it'll
that
be okay.
That is really smart. So one of the things, I mean, we did another HIMSS preview, and I talked about a few of the specific topic areas I was I'm interested in, but I've started thinking a little bit more about this the government regulation side of health IT and its role in HIMSS. And of course, my first assignment, the first night of the show and the opening keynote, is Sylvia Burwell, the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees CMS, which oversees ONC. HHS oversees CMS and ONC, which both regulate meaningful use. And as everybody knows, Congress last year passed this huge omnibus health bill called MACRA. And MACRA has all these different components that essentially are going to replace much of meaningful use and put reimbursement much more on a value-based path that we've both written about and just about everybody in health IT knows about now. And so Burwell, in her keynote, is expected to really lay out a roadmap for MACRA and possibly the end of meaningful use, at least as we know it. And the next day, of course, continuing this government official angle, the next day, the two next highest government officials under Sylvia Burwell would be Karen DeSalvo, the National Coordinator for Health IT, and Andy Slavitt, the Acting Administrator for CMS, will be giving a big press conference at 5:30, at which they'll be expected to sort of field follow-up questions about what Secretary Burwell talked about. So I think Search Health IT will be on the ground at both of those events. That means you and I both. And so also, not to give the other keynoter short shrift, that's Michael Dell, CEO of Dell, the huge hardware, software, and services company. They're pretty big at health IT. So be interested to see what Michael Dell has to say. And just other topics I'll be working on will be cloud, IoT, and maybe a news story about what the biggest trends are at HIMSS this year. And I'm hearing, you know, analytics, predictive analytics, cognitive computing, IBM Watson Health just made a big acquisition of Truven, big analytics company. They made a lot of, so obviously IBM Watson Health is making a big, trying to make a big splash at HIMSS, but so are many other companies. And we will see what happens. So Kristen, do you have any other goals or expectations for him?
Yeah, well, just kind of along with what you were saying in terms of like your predictions about what's going to be kind of big at the conference. I've also been hearing a lot about cybersecurity as well.
Oh, yeah.
And I've also been hearing about 3D printing too.
Oh, yeah.
Not just at the conference, but just in my reporting,
yeah.
You know, day to day. So that'll be interesting to see. I think that's going to be huge. So yeah.
I agree. I'd be interested in looking forward to your stories about that. I'm just wondering in your busy schedule, Kristen, have you scheduled any actual sleep or downtime? Because I'm looking at my schedule and I don't have a lot of time for that.
Yeah, no one has time to sleep. What? No.
Just curious if you penciled
that
in. Ain't
nobody got time for that.
No. All right.
Nope.
And you won't be hitting the casino floor that often for if you do the one on bandits or the poker or blackjack.
I might make time for that. You know, it goes conference coverage, possibly some fun time. And then sleep.
Got it. I got that
so,
priority.
Yeah, you know, the first two are definitely on the docket.
I hear you. I like that.
All right, great. Well, we're very much looking forward to HIMSS this year. And that concludes another episode of our Hit Squad podcast series. Please do check back with us at searchhealthit.com for not only more episodes of our Hit Squad podcast, but our HIMSS coverage, which will all be on our site. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Goodbye.